Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. South-South Cooperation Beyond the Myths: Rising Donors, New Aid Practices is an edited academic volume in international political economy associated with Iseline Bergamashti, Phoebe Moore, and Arlene B. Tickner, published in Palgrade Macmillan's International Political Economy series. The book examines the changing field of development cooperation as countries from the Global South become more visible providers of finance, technical assistance, infrastructure support, and political partnership. Its central purpose is to move beyond simplified claims that South-South cooperation is either a fully emancipatory alternative to Western aid or merely a replica of traditional donor behavior. Drawing on comparative analysis and contributions from specialists, the volume studies the policies and programs of rising donors and asks how their ideas, identities, institutions, and interests shape aid practices. It is aimed at readers in international relations, development studies, political economy, area studies, and policy research who need a grounded account of contemporary aid beyond the conventional North-South framework. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, South-South cooperation as a contested development category. A central contribution of the book is its treatment of South-South cooperation as a political and analytical category rather than a self-evident label. The volume shows that the term carries a history of anti-colonial solidarity, collective bargaining, and shared development claims, but it also functions as a contemporary policy language used by governments with different capacities and interests. This distinction matters because many official accounts present South-South cooperation as horizontal, demand-driven, and non-paternalistic, while actual practices may involve asymmetries in finance, expertise, bargaining power, and strategic influence. The book does not dismiss the solidaristic language of Southern cooperation, but it asks how far that language explains concrete aid practices. By doing so, it avoids two common simplifications. One is the romantic view that Southern providers automatically escape the problems associated with traditional aid. The other is the cynical view that all cooperation is simply disguised self-interest. The analytical value of the book lies in showing that South-South cooperation is shaped by both identity claims and practical constraints. It is a field where historical narratives, foreign policy goals, administrative routines, and recipient expectations interact. That makes the concept useful, but only when examined critically and comparatively. Secondly, rising donors and the reshaping of international development cooperation. The book places rising donors at the center of a broader transformation in international development cooperation. Rather than treating aid as an activity dominated only by Western states and multilateral institutions, it examines how providers from the Global South alter the structure of the field. These actors often resist the terminology and hierarchy associated with traditional donor-recipient relations, preferring the language of partnership, mutual benefit, and technical exchange. Yet their growing role also forces established development institutions to respond to new sources of finance, infrastructure provision, and policy influence. This is significant because the arrival of new providers changes the bargaining environment for recipient countries. Governments seeking support may no longer depend exclusively on OECD-style aid frameworks, conditionality, or policy advice. At the same time, the expansion of options does not automatically guarantee greater autonomy, since Southern providers may also bring geopolitical, commercial, or diplomatic priorities. The book's value is in explaining this structural shift without assuming that new donors form a single bloc. It highlights heterogeneity among emerging providers and shows that their effect on global aid governance depends on their institutional capacities, foreign policy ambitions, and relationships with recipient states. Thirdly, aid practices shaped by identity, interest, and domestic politics. A major theme in the volume is the interaction between normative identity and material interest in the aid policies of Southern providers. South-South cooperation is often justified through shared historical experience, including colonialism, underdevelopment, and marginalization in global governance. These narratives help governments present their cooperation as more respectful and less hierarchical than North-South aid. However, the book also emphasizes that development cooperation is a political practice embedded in foreign policy, economic strategy, and domestic legitimacy. Rising donors may use cooperation to build diplomatic alliances, open markets, support firms, secure resources, or strengthen regional influence. None of these motives necessarily cancels out developmental benefits, but they complicate any simple distinction between altruism and self-interest. The book is especially useful because it treats aid motivation as layered. a government can pursue solidarity, prestige, economic opportunity, and strategic influence through the same cooperation program. Domestic politics also matters because aid agencies, ministries, technical bodies, and political leaders may have different priorities. By tracing these motivations, the volume helps readers understand why official principles do not always translate into uniform practices. It also clarifies why comparing Southern and Northern aid requires attention to political context rather than moral labeling. Fourthly, divergence and convergence with traditional North-South aid. The book investigates whether South-South cooperation represents a genuinely different model of development assistance, or whether it increasingly converges with established aid. Practices. It identifies important differences, including the emphasis on technical cooperation, project-based support, infrastructure, experience sharing, and claims of non-interference. These features can appeal to recipient governments because they may appear more flexible and less prescriptive than conventional policy conditionality. At the same time, the volume shows that difference should not be overstated. Southern providers can reproduce familiar patterns of hierarchy, dependency, tied economic benefits, fragmented coordination, and donor-driven priorities. The comparison is, therefore, not a binary contrast between a problematic North and a virtuous South. Instead, the book asks which practices differ, under what conditions, and with what consequences. This approach is useful because it treats convergence as an empirical question. Southern aid may remain distinctive in rhetoric and institutional design while moving closer to traditional aid in implementation, evaluation, or commercial linkage. Conversely, traditional donors may adjust their own practices in response to competition and criticism. The book's comparative framing helps readers see development cooperation as a dynamic field in which models borrow from, resist, and reshape one another. Lastly, implications for recipient countries and global governance. Beyond analyzing the providers of South-South cooperation, the book has important implications for recipient countries and global governance. The rise of new development partners can increase the room for maneuver available to governments seeking finance, technical expertise, and diplomatic support. Recipient states may use competition among providers to negotiate better terms, diversify external relationships, or avoid dependence on a narrow set of institutions. However, the book also implies that greater choice brings new management challenges. Multiple providers with different procedures, project cycles, transparency norms, and strategic priorities can increase fragmentation and make coordination more difficult. For global governance, South-South cooperation challenges established rules about who counts as a donor, who receives assistance, and who has authority to define development standards. It complicates institutions built around a North-South division by introducing countries that may be aid providers in one setting and recipients in another. This dual status matters because it unsettles fixed categories and creates pressure for new forms of cooperation, accountability, and representation. The volume's broader insight is that South-South cooperation is not a side issue in development policy. It is part of a reconfiguration of power, legitimacy, and institutional design in international relations. In conclusion, South-South cooperation beyond the myths is best suited to scholars, graduate students, policy analysts, and practitioners who need a careful account of development cooperation beyond the established Western donor framework. It will be particularly useful for readers working in international relations, international political economy, development studies, area studies, and aid policy, because it connects conceptual debates with institutional and political realities. And the practical benefit of the book is that it helps readers assess cooperation programs without relying on official rhetoric or inherited assumptions. It encourages attention to provider diversity, recipient agency, policy instruments, and the mixed motives behind aid. Intellectually, it stands out because it resists both celebration and dismissal of South-South cooperation. Many books on emerging donors focus heavily on a single major actor or frame the topic mainly as a challenge to Western dominance. This volume is differentiated by its comparative orientation and by its insistence that Southern cooperation must be studied through evidence, variation, and context. It treats rising donors not as a unified alternative bloc, but as actors operating within changing global structures, while also reshaping them. For readers seeking straightforward policy prescriptions, the book may feel complex, but that complexity is one of its strengths. It offers a realistic map of a development landscape where solidarity, strategy, institutional experimentation, and power politics coexist. If you would like to support Iseline Bergamaschi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.